From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Department of Defense has started surveying a military installation in the state of Kansas, potentially to hold detainees currently at the U.S. detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Under current American laws, the military and the Department of Justice are not allowed to send the detainees in Cuba anywhere in the U.S. Congress must vote to change the law. President Obama has called the closure of the Guantanamo facilities since the beginning of his presidency. New Gallup survey indicates that only one in three Americans approves of President Obama's handling of the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Congress is now in summer recess, but plans to vote next month on whether to approve or reject the accord that would bar Iran from building a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting sanctions that have hobbled Tehran's economy. The Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with international creditors. Greece needs the money by August 20th when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. Mr. Buhari spoke as he swore in four new military chiefs. He had replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense soon after taking office on May the 29th in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials gathering in Havana today to watch Marines there hoist the American flag above the U.S. Embassy. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
As onlookers watched, Cuba raised its flag at the newly reestablished embassy in Washington in July. Now it's the U.S. turn to host a ceremony, although the U.S. embassy in Havana actually opened in July as well. The newly expanded engagement between the two countries may result in only minor changes for the average Cuban because the U.S. trade embargo remains in effect. But as the Cuban government continues its clampdown on dissidents, some say the U.S. should have held back on efforts to normalize ties until Cuba showed a greater human rights commitment. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Close Pakistani military court sentenced six men to death after convicting them for involvement last year in the Taliban massacre of 134 children at an army-run school in Peshawar. Military statement also said the six civilians confessed to helping the gunman who attacked the school in December. Also said the death sentence were confirmed of the chief of army staff and the men had the right to a court of appeal hearing. Pakistan's Supreme Court recently ruled that the closed military courts are legal and can impose the death penalty on civilians. Chinese authorities are continuing an investigation into what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the main port city of Tianjin as locals express fear about the possible presence of hazardous chemicals near the site. VOA's Bill Hyde is in Tianjin.
One of the biggest concerns at the moment is the types of hazardous materials that were involved in the explosion and the possibility that these chemicals could be either polluting groundwater or in the air. That's a big concern here right now and on social media. Even as far away as Beijing, there are many who are concerned about what is in the air and whether that might have an impact to individuals' health.
VOA's Bill Ide, officials saying at least 50 people were killed, 700 others injured, 70 in serious condition. It's not known how many people are missing, and there is widespread expectation the death toll will continue to grow. China has slightly raised the value of its currency, ending three consecutive days of devaluation that had triggered concerns of an international currency war and raised fresh questions about the health of China's economy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.